You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Yeah. 3 o'clock growl. Arr. So Linz, I know you were talking about us, obviously. You went to dinner with the bosses, such as they are. Boss Amanda. Boss.
You assume that we were talking about you, Mace. You can't fathom the idea that we would actually go out to dinner and not bring you up.
And talk about the show? Of course you would talk about the show, right?
We honestly really didn't talk about the show.
Really?
Not that much.
What about this hour of Radio Tinder thing?
Yeah, I'm not at liberty to discuss.
Yeah, would you want to just try it?
That's all I can say.
You want to just try it?
Yeah, I think we should try it tomorrow.
I think we should try it as an experiment tomorrow, an hour of Radio Tinder.
Well, you'll have to talk to my attorneys about that.
Your attorneys?
She wants more money.
You've already gone legal on this.
I know we're going to talk about this Idris Elba thing, and we're going to talk about the Dodgers. Can I just say that I'm an idiot?
Okay, yes.
Yeah, here's why. So it's in vogue now for people on their birthday to set up a charity thing. The way I found out about this was my son Jack last year, I was really proud of him.
Yeah.
His birthday's in December, said this year for my birthday, I want people to donate to St. Jude's, which is the hospital in Memphis where sick kids go and they can't afford to pay. And so he set a goal, and a lot of people...
You do a really good job of raising a wonderful human being if that's what he wants to do with his birthday.
Yeah, we were blown away because he didn't even ask us about it first. He just did it. But so yesterday was Ramona's birthday. Mine was on Thursday. Hers was on Monday. So I was running out the door, and I noticed that she had set up a charity in honor of her birthday. So without doing any real research... I'll just tell you.
Yeah.
I gave her $100.
Yeah.
And I thought that's a nice thing to do for...
I knew she was raising money.
Momo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know what she was raising money for?
I do now.
It was a cat thing.
It's a thing called the Cat Connection. All right. In other words, it just helps cats. I'm a dog guy.
And we are dog guys, exactly.
Had I
right.
known that I was giving $100 to the Cat Connection, I would have just sent the money to Daniel, her kid. I'm happy to give Ramona a birthday present. What the hell is this?
Yeah, why did she pick that as her
charity of
all the things in the world?
Because she has a cat. She wants to give to the cats.
I thought she was raising money for a real charity, not the stupid cat connection.
The cat connection.
What the hell?
Yeah, I'm not a cat fan. You know what I really hate about cats? We've got a couple of them that roll around in our neighborhood.
Right.
And I don't understand why you can let a cat off leash and let them go wherever they want, but you can't do that with a dog. I think it's irresponsible to just let cats run amok and they come back for food and then they go out and they play around in other people's yards and they come back. I can't stand just loose cats running around.
Right.
And I don't think it should be legal.
Momo just texted me. It's a cat rescue. Cat rescue.
It's where she got her cat.
Mm-hmm. I'm happy, Ramona, that you have a cat and you like it. Next year, even the playing field and either set up a dog donation or set something up for Daniel. If I give you $100 next year, I don't want to give it to the dumb cats.
Just so you know, you're like borderline saying things that could get you canceled saying that you don't like cats and you only like dogs is like the animal equivalent to saying like you're sexist.
You just don't like cats. You're either a cat person
or a dog person. Yeah, I've never had a cat, Lindsay. You have a cat and a dog, right?
Well, I don't have a cat anymore because she died.
Right.
But at one point you did. I do have a dog. I've always
so
had
do you
cats.
Consider
this is the
yourself...
first time in my life since I've lived on my own that I haven't had a cat.
Okay, but so you consider yourself both a cat and a dog person.
Yeah, you can be both.
Okay, see, I've never known people to be both. I mean,
I know plenty of people that are both.
A little color from Momo. She says, it's a cat rescue where we got our kitty. They saved them from being killed in shelters. So, I don't think they should be killed in shelters.
But Ramona, I would like you to take the $100 that I donated to you and give 50 of it to a dog shelter. I think that would be the fair thing to do.
I think you guys are rude for discriminating.
Wait a minute. I'm not discriminating.
Wait a minute. This is not a discrimination. What do you think this is?
Lindsay, I've already donated the money. I'm not asking for the money back. I would like half of it to go to a dog shelter. Is that unreasonable?
Half of it? Yeah, that's fine. But I thought you meant all of it.
No. It's up to Ramona. It's her birthday.
I don't want animals killed in shelters, so I understand that part of it.
So I think,
cats or dogs.
Momo, the honorable thing to do is take 50 of the 100 I donated to your cat connection and give it to the dog connection. That's my soapbox moment. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. There you go.
So tonight,
do you want to do the Idris Elba or the Dodgers? Let's do the Dodgers.
Okay. Because here's what I'd like to ask you, because you watch all the Dodger games.
Yep. One tomorrow night.
All right. It seems to me, and tell me if this is just something I've made up in my head.
Okay.
That since the Dodgers are the World Series champions, they look at every opponent as coming for them.
Yeah.
Whereas I think the Giants in these giant Dodger games are more into the rivalry. I think these games are bigger for the Giants than they are for the Dodgers. At least that's the way they play out. Is that unfair of me?
You know what? I do think that's unfair. I mean, they're playing for first place in the National League West, and they have not gone away. They have not slowed down. I think
Buster Posey's back now.
Yeah,
hit a home run in the first inning last night. I don't think they're going. I've been saying all year that they're going away. I no longer think that.
No, I don't think they're going away. I think they're going to be a wild card team. I think the Dodgers will win the division. I think it's really important for the Dodgers to win the division here. I mean, because we're not doing the playoff system like last year. I don't want the Dodgers to come down to a one-game play-in against maybe the Padres. Because that can go either way, the one-game play-in. So you've got to win that division. Now they're two games back after losing last night. And the one thing, and I said this yesterday on the show, Tony Gonsolin, really good pitcher, but he doesn't give you innings. I think he left in the fourth inning last night, and then it burns the bullpen. They burn through the bullpen. They can't have any more of these bullpen games, which is essentially what happens when Tony Gonsolin throws. Now, tonight, we get to see Josiah Gray, who is the star of the Dodger farm system, who has...
He's the one guy they've refused to trade.
He was injured earlier in the year. He's pitching in Oklahoma City. He's 23 years old. He's right-handed. He was 1-1 with a 2.87 ERA and 22 strikeouts in 15 innings. Career, he has got a 2.41 ERA and a 14-5 record in the minor leagues. So this is the guy, this is the big hope, especially with Bauer gone, and I don't think Bauer's going to pitch again for him. And I'm not sure I want him to pitch. I heard over the weekend
on the Dodger TV network that we may not see Kershaw until August, and maybe the end of August.
Kershaw was throwing catch yesterday.
Right, but they're talking about holding him out just to tune him up for the postseason. So we're looking at – I don't think we're going to get him in July. There's 10 days left in July.
So ideally, the rotation becomes Walker Buehler, Julio Urias,
Tony Gonsolin,
and Josiah Gray.
And then if you need a fifth guy, you could start David Price. But
David Price, who I think is getting a start tomorrow night, if I'm not mistaken. I think David Price is going to throw tomorrow night.
I think
these games are really important, John, for the Dodgers.
I agree. And I hope that they're treating them like that. I was surprised by two stats I heard about the Dodgers over the weekend. Number one, they've allowed more unearned runs than any team in the National League. You know, defense has always been kind of their calling card.
It's one of the most important. It's one of the ways they construct the team.
And to allow the most unearned runs in the – I mean, if they were middle of the pack, I'd be like, okay, you know, they've had some injuries. But, Mace, they're dead last. They're 15th in unearned runs. They're also – and I used to think this was no big deal because nobody steals anymore. But the truth is everybody steals against the Dodgers. They're number one in stolen bases allowed.
They run wild on the Padres in particular. The Marlins ran wild on them.
So if you're a team with World Series aspirations, including the Dodgers were an overwhelming favorite to win the World Series this year, especially after they signed Trevor Bauer. Now Bauer's probably out. But they're still, if you go to Vegas, the odds on favor to win it. To have those two things this deep into the season is weird. Number one in unearned runs allowed and number one in stolen bases allowed. That's just not the Dodger. You know, you hear about the Cardinal way. That's never been the Dodger way. They've saved runs by locking people up on defense. And I think maybe they forgot that stolen bases are allowed because nobody was doing them anymore. But look at the numbers against them.
But if you remember, Bellinger missed a long stretch of time, and he's a tremendous defender. Mookie Betts has been in and out of the lineup
Seager gone the whole year.
So they're playing Lux out of position. He should be playing second base. He's playing shortstop instead. Lux is hurt now, so is Chris Taylor at shortstop last night. I don't know what the status – oh, no, Lux went on the IL. So it's going to be Chris Taylor at shortstop for a while now.
Well, you know
what? He's not an elite defender.
You know, I heard an interview with somebody, and Zach McKinstry – said that shortstop is his best position.
Really?
But they can't afford to play him there because he's got a great arm.
Yep.
And so they need him to replace the injured outfielders. You know, first it was Bellinger, now it's Mookie.
Yeah.
Is Betts playing tonight? Do we know?
Betts, I've not seen a lineup yet. He didn't play the last two games. So I've not yet seen a lineup for the Dodgers for tonight yet.
Yeah, I still think they're going to win it. I still think they're the team to beat, but I no longer think the Giants won't be around at the end, and I would love to see him correct those two things, the unearned runs and the stolen bases.
Yeah, and by the way, the stolen bases is a lot on the pitchers. Pitchers have to do a better job holding runners on. That's one of the big mistakes they made. And now everybody knows that this is an Achilles heel for the Dodgers, so everybody is
Everyone runs wild on him.
Yeah. All right, coming up next, the Idris Elba idea about social media that could really change the way we use Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and TikTok forever. That's coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
So Idris Elba has a great idea. Now, everybody knows that in the Euro 2020 tournament that England lost to Italy. And there were three African-American players who missed their penalty kicks at the end of the game. And they were, let's see, I want to make sure I get their names right, Marcus Rashford, Bukayo Saka, and Jadon Sancho. And they have received a torrent of racist abuse on social media from angry British soccer fans. So Idris Elba has weighed in, who's British and who is African-American, has weighed in. And he suggested this. He says in an Instagram post that ID verification should be mandatory for everyone who creates a social media account. John, you have a blue check mark. You are verified. I have a blue check mark. I am verified. Why doesn't Twitter go through and require everybody to be verified so that they can't make comments and not be held responsible for them?
I think it's a great idea. Matter of fact, let me tell you, I was talking to Lindsay before the show about while you were gone, or maybe you were here. Do you use Clear when you travel?
I do, yeah.
All right, it's the greatest.
Yep.
I mean, it saves you from, like, standing in line forever. And the way they do it is, I mean, you have one of two ways. You can do it with your fingerprints, or you can do it with your eyes. I did it with my eyes. So I look into this camera lens. It verifies the iris in my eyes,
yep.
And then I get to go to the front of the line. So Clear is going, I don't know if you know, if heard about this, but Clear is going to be installed in sports venues moving forward. There may, it may already be at SoFi. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
But eventually it'll be at Staples Center, blah, blah, blah. So they can track that you're actually the one using your seats, or did you sell them? Or and also, to be perfectly candid, if somebody gets banned for life from a sporting event, like somebody throws something on the court.
Sure. Or, somebody throws a baseball at Alex Verdugo.
Right. This is how you keep them out. Okay, this is how you keep them from ever going in again. It would, once that becomes more mainstream, I think it would be easy for Twitter or Facebook or Instagram to insist on that type of identification. And then there would be, in essence, a digital footprint of all these people putting all this racist crap out there about these guys. Because it's so out of control.
Yeah.
Mark, Marcus Rashford plays for Manchester United, so I know a little bit about him.
Yep.
Mace, he gives away more than he makes to charity. I mean, he's like the most charitable guy in the entire English Premier League, and he's young. He's like 22, 23 years old. And you know, he missed a friggin' penalty kick.
Yeah.
Who cares? They made it all the way to the final. And
I'm all these people on Twitter who are, you know, keyboard
racist a-holes,
keyboard terrorists, who hide behind their anonymity and think they can say anything. You've got to find a way to stop that. And that's one, you know, we're verified. Why not verify everybody? Why not go through that process with everybody? I mean, it's going to take time. It's going to take years to do it. But ultimately, everybody on Twitter should be verified. Everybody on Instagram should be verified. And by the way, if you want to have a burner account, have a burner account. Maybe you can have up to three accounts or something like that. You can have different accounts. But in each case, it's registered to you. So if you say nasty stuff, you can be held accountable for it. People will know who you are.
Okay, this is how nervous everybody is about cancel culture.
Yeah.
You referred to Idris Elba as British and African American.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. He's British.
He's black. He's British and he's a black guy.
He's British black. What did I say? Yeah. British and African American.
Yeah, it can't be African American and British.
That would be stupid.
I guess you could be African British.
I can't be canceled for that.
No, but I mean, no. You were trying to err on the side of caution.
Yes, correct. Correct.
But it.
Lindsay, do you think it's possible to do it?
Yeah, I mean. Are you? I'm also verified on Twitter, Mr. Hoity Toity over there. Are you verified
on? No, I.
Are you verified on Instagram? Because on Instagram, they make you submit your ID. On Twitter, they don't. I think they just need they do their own little internal investigation. But on Instagram, to be verified, you have to submit your ID.
And by the way, Lindsay, to that point, all these social media sites could just insist on it tomorrow.
Right, and I don't think it would take that long at all.
You can correct these problems, these societal problems, or at least address them if you want to, Mace. The best example, I mean, it's certainly not to the degree of offense that these black English soccer players are getting. But think of it this way. A major part of the NHL, a major part of why they sell tickets and why they go on TV is fights. There's a lot of great hockey fights. In the Olympics, they just decided they didn't want fights. They made a rule that said anybody who fights is out for the next game.
Yep.
And you've covered a bunch of Winter Olympics. There's never hockey fights.
No, never.
They just got rid of it.
Yeah.
And you could get rid of these anonymous comments if you wanted to, simply by doing what you suggested. Or I guess what Idris Elba suggested.
What Idris Elba is suggesting, exactly.
Is force people to sign up for these things with a form of accountability that means your name goes on all this crap you send out. And by the way, what's happening now is a lot of times when people are sending that hateful rhetoric out into the world, other people are basically exposing them for it. And it has repercussions.
Think of how much happier of a place social media would be. Twitter alone would be if people knew that they had to be held accountable. Like, if you're going to be applying for a job, and obviously now they can search your Facebook profile, your Twitter, whatever, and that's all front-facing. But, like, Mace's point to, like, having a burner account or whatever, let's say that you have to register your ID. So when you fill out a job application, now they can see all of these social media accounts associated with your email address, your name, your ID, whatever.
Well, and Lindsay, people do it now. Employers do it now.
Right, but imagine if they actually, these fake or these, you know, the egg Twitter accounts where people don't have anything personal connected to them because they just use them to rip people and say horrible things. I feel like it would make things so much nicer on Twitter.
Yes, it would.
I guarantee you, if you're applying for a job at a Fortune 500 company, they will Google you and see have put out into the world.
And it's all going to come up. It's all on your permanent record.
Unless you can throw a fastball 100 miles an hour,
yep,
or you can run a 4.240, they're not going to excuse that kind of behavior.
Yep. All right, coming up. Hey, but guess what? I heard back from Keaton Slovis.
What'd he say?
I will tell you. Coming up next. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
All right, so we were talking earlier about the idea of hiring a collegiate athlete to be like a spokesperson for the show, to do a liner for the show, just sort of ceremonial, right? We're not going to pay him $1 million or anything like that. So I DM'd Keaton Slovis, the quarterback for the USC Trojans, who follows me. And he DM'd me back and said, all inquiries should be directed to Clutch Sports.
No kidding. Oh, that's good. Okay.
Is that good?
Yeah.
That's, I feel like Clutch is they're going to drive a hard bargain.
Right, but that's okay.
That's okay. He gave me a couple of email addresses that we can reach out to.
That's Rich Wall and Maverick Carter and all
those
dudes. Hey, maybe we can get Rich Paul on and we can talk to him about dating Adele.
Adele. Hello, it's me. How are you?
So, interesting story about Adele.
Yeah.
Lisa really, really wanted to go see Adele, and she was doing 8 shows at the Staples Center a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Before the pandemic. And these tickets, this was the hot ticket of the year. You could not, it was really tough to get in.
Yep.
And so I somehow get my hands on 2 tickets for Adele. And so I said, okay, I got you 2 tickets. Who are you taking with you? She goes, you won't go with me? I go, no. I go, all of Adele's songs are I've Been Wronged, He Broke Up With Me, I'm Depressed. And Lisa said, that's not true. She sings a lot of uplifting songs. I said, name one. And she started going back through the songs.
Yeah.
And she couldn't do it.
Rolling in the Deep.
Rolling in the Deep.
Rolling in the Deep is a breakup song.
Yeah, but it's not depressed and sad.
No, it's about we were rolling in the deep.
There's
we could have had it
fire.
All.
Yeah, you're but now, you got it.
You're some now best, someone else.
Some of the best music made in history was by a woman scorned.
But have you ever noticed that all of Adele's songs are about heartbreak?
So what? That's her thing.
Yeah,
she had a broken heart.
It's still great music.
Right. So Lisa took one of her friends.
I mean, every Taylor Swift song is the same.
Not
it's about
true.
I dump somebody.
No. A lot of her songs are, but she has some songs that are uplifting, upbeat. Adele is consistent. It's all, you have screwed me, I'm going to write a song about you. If and when, and I hope it never happens.
Oh, yeah, her and Rich Paul.
If she breaks up with Rich, she's going to write a song about it.
Do you think that makes men, or has or would, or would it make you guys even, like, hesitant to date somebody, knowing that...
it's Adele, I would date
they're
her
They're going to write a song about
it. I would be immortal.
Yeah, knowing, let's say you're Rich Paul. Are you hesitant to date Adele,
knowing,
man, if this turns sideways, she's going to write a whole album about
me? Yeah,
would take it as a badge of honor.
Her next album is all about her failed marriage. I shouldn't say failed marriage, about her marriage that didn't work out.
And by the way, I'd be honored if Adele wrote a whole album about me.
Rich Paul, get ready.
Yeah, if I'm rich, I'm honored. I got her to go out with me in the first place.
Would you buy the album?
Sure, why not?
Oh, I would. I would go see Adele anytime. I saw Adele in concert. She was unbelievable.
since you weren't here yesterday, John, and we spent a significant amount of time talking about this with Ramona, because she just was floored. She could not believe this.
She requested all Adele songs through the entire show to come back from commercial breaks.
People love her.
Are you surprised that they're dating? And, like, do you see, like, we're trying to even imagine, like, how did that even happen, do you think?
Well, Rich runs in powerful circles. Obviously, he represents a lot of very, very famous people that all, like, for example, because he represents LeBron, he probably has relationships with people in arenas and buildings around the world. And Adele obviously plays in all these arenas and buildings around the world. So I would imagine they know a lot of the same people. And so somehow they met, and good for him, man.
And, you know, here's – and it happens, right? I mean, you just never know who it's going to click with. I mean, I did an interview at the Olympics back in 2000 with Jean Smart. Do you know who Jean Smart is?
Of course.
She had some series. She's got Hacks now, which is a really great show. And afterwards, she talked to Dave Singer, who was producing the Olympics back then with me, and she asked for my phone number. Because she wanted to reach out to me when we got back in LA.
Like on a date?
Like on a date.
Word?
Yes.
Wow. That's pretty interesting.
Okay. It was on a date. And I thought, you know, she's barking up the wrong tree, but it was a nice compliment.
Exactly.
It was a nice compliment.
Yeah.
And
I probably would have gone on the date just for the story.
She never did make the call, but I
So
but
he
I was
gave Singer gave her the phone number.
Correct. Because she's Jean Smart, because she's famous. He gave her the number.
Yeah.
Because
your world revolves around fame.
Correct. And I was so close to dating Jean Smart. All right. Coming up next for you is Game of Games. So far in the month of July, Ireland has won 5 times, Lindsay 4, Jorge 2, and as always, me. Yet to scratch. Ireland, give us a preview of the game.
This could be your day, Mace,
because
my
nice.
Game is Olympics-based.
Oh, nice.
And that's your specialty.
Okay, it is. I'm good in that category. All right, that's coming up for you. It is game.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Game of Games time. You know what I'm really excited about? This is going to sound weird. So, little known fact, I grow roses. Did you know that, John?
No.
I've got 2 big rose bushes in my backyard that I pay a lot of attention to, and they're finally going into bloom. Isn't that exciting?
Clearly, you don't follow him on Instagram, John, because he's got lots of pictures of his rose bushes on there.
There you go. Exactly.
Well, yeah, I haven't checked Instagram in like 10 years.
All right. It is time for Game of Games. Ireland, what do you got going on today?
Okay, you guys. Over the years, a lot of different sports have come and gone at the Olympics. Now, assuming the Tokyo Olympics take place, I'm going to give you a list of 3 sports. In each group, only one of those sports will be featured in Tokyo. The other 2 have been discontinued, or I just made them up.
Got it.
So you need to name the sport that will actually be in the Olympics this year. Here we go.
Okay.
Lindsay, which one of these is an actual Olympic sport in Tokyo? A, lacrosse. B, karate. C, cricket.
That's a tough one. I'm going to go cricket.
Okay. Jorge.
Lacrosse.
Mace.
I am going to go karate.
Karate is the answer, and Mason, as expected, takes the lead.
It took them a long time to get karate into the games. Judo has been in the games for a long time.
Right. All right, Jorge, we go to you now. Again, I'm looking for the one that's in the Olympics, okay?
Okay.
A, skateboarding. B, squash. C, bowling. Only one of those is in the Olympics. Skateboarding, squash, or bowling. Which one is it?
Skateboarding.
All right, Mace.
Skateboarding.
Lindsay.
I'm going with the crowd.
You're glad you did. It is skateboarding. Right. I was surprised that squash wasn't in there. That's a pretty popular sport.
I'm pumped to see skateboarding. That'll be fun to see it in the Olympics.
Oh, yeah. It'll be the equivalent of snowboarding in the Winter Games.
Okay, Mace, you start with this one.
Okay.
All right. It is A, water skiing, B, dodgeball. C, sport climbing. Water skiing, dodgeball, or sport climbing, which one's in?
I am going to go sport climbing.
Okay, Lindsay.
It's sport climbing.
Jorge?
With the crowd.
All right, you guys are all right. No water skiing, no dodgeball. All right, Lindsay, back to you.
Dodgeball would be a great Olympic sport.
Oh, I know. Lindsay, is it A, baseball, B, darts, C, billiards? Which one's
baseball.
In? All right, Jorge.
Yeah, baseball.
Baseball, Mace.
Yeah, baseball's in this year.
Yep, baseball and softball back in. Okay, this one goes to Jorge.
Okay.
Only two more, and Mace has a lead. So, a matter of fact, Mace, I'll make you go first because you have a lead with two more to go.
Got it.
All right, here we go. A, canoeing. B, steeplechase. C, standing long jump. Which one of those is in this year?
I am going to say steeplechase.
Okay, Lindsay, got a chance to make
up
one.
What is steeplechase?
Canoeing, steeplechase, or standing long jump?
I don't know what steeplechase is, but I feel like it's an Olympic sport, so I'll go steeplechase.
All right, Jorge.
I'll go canoeing.
Canoeing is the correct answer, and Jorge has tied Mason. But Lindsay, you're only one back. All right, here we go. Mace, three sports, which one's in?
Okay.
Kayaking, Australian rules football, or handball? Which one is in?
Sam, one more time.
Kayaking, Australian rules football, handball.
I am going to say kayaking.
Lindsay.
Yeah, I'm also going kayaking.
You can't win if you go kayaking. All right.
If I can't win, even though I'm pretty sure that's the answer, what was the third one?
Kayaking, Australian rules football, or handball?
I'll go handball.
All right, Jorge.
Yeah, I'm going handball.
We have a winner, and the winner is George Briones. The answer is handball.
Yeah.
Mace, yeah.
Swag.
Had it.
Mace, swag, Mace.
You swag. Had it. Oh, my gosh. You blew a two-run. You're like the Phoenix Suns. You blew a two-game lead.
God, it's unbelievable. And that's my wheelhouse.
Yeah, you're Mr. Olympics.
I know, Mr. Olympics.
Damn. Those are – the climbing is going to be interesting to watch.
Actually, those new ones are going to be fun.
I think the new ones are. I think the new ones are – they added the right ones that, with some younger appeal to them.
Since we have a couple of minutes here, I wanted to talk about something we brought up earlier in the show, that tonight, Game 6 in Milwaukee.
Yes.
Bucks, Suns, and the crew chief is Scott Foster. And you'll hear a lot about this on social media between now and when the game starts. They'll probably even bring it up on the broadcast. In the NBA playoffs, when Scott Foster officiates a game that Chris Paul plays in, Paul's teams have lost 11 games in a row, dating back to games with the Suns, Thunder, Rockets, and Clippers. In total, Paul's teams have gone 1-12 in the last 13 games Foster has officiated, but Paul sat out two of those games. Incredibly, Paul hasn't. Well, okay, so this is a little bit outdated. So Paul, I can update this to. Okay, no, it's current. Okay, incredibly, Paul hasn't won a playoff game officiated by Foster since 2013. When the Clippers beat the Memphis Grizzlies. Paul's only covered the spread once in that time period. 1-10 against the spread in games that he's played. The trend has gotten so public that even Paul knows about it. When the Suns lost to the Lakers in May, here's what CP3 said. He said, quote, "They're shooting a lot of free throws. Last night, tonight, if I was a betting man, 11 games in a row, man." That number Paul mentions includes the Rockets' loss to the Warriors without him. This is as lopsided of a thing as you'll ever see.
Okay,
but
so I'm gonna make a bold prediction here. You ready?
Okay.
Phoenix is going to win the game, and they're going to go to the line more than Milwaukee.
What I keep remembering about is that series or that game in the
NFC Championship
where the Rams played the Saints, and it was the lead official in that game, Bill Vinovich.
That's right. We made a huge deal of Bill Vinovich.
And Vinovich had a
similar... The Rams had lost a bunch of games.
Yeah, had a similar lopsided thing with the Rams. Like the Rams had in a bunch of games. Vinovich had worked, including they had played earlier that year, and the Saints beat the Rams.
Yeah.
And the Rams. Okay, so the Rams.
Lie of the day. Do we have time to get to that?
Yeah, we'll get to lie.
Yeah,
of the
day. But we still have two and a half minutes. The Rams were 0-8 in games Vinovich had officiated until that game, and the Rams won. So it doesn't necessarily mean anything.
There's going to be so much attention on Scott Foster in this tonight. I think he will
overcompensate.
I think he will overcompensate.
Well, that's what they accused Vinovich of doing with the Nickell Robey-Coleman call.
Exactly. All right. That'll be interesting to follow tonight. I say the Suns win, and they go to the line more than Milwaukee does. All right. Lie of the day. Every day at some point in the show, I tell a lie. And today I thought it could have been anything. I told a bunch of stories. Lindsay, I think you know, right?
I think we all know it.
Okay, I think we're all... I think you forgot about the lie of the day, and you just dropped it in with the roses. You don't have roses. That's what I think.
Oh, no, I don't think that.
Jorge, do you agree?
I agree, but then I have another one. Slovis. You don't follow Slovis. He doesn't follow you.
Okay, so you think it's Keaton Slovis. I think it's the roses. Lindsay, what do you think?
Well, I feel like I've seen, I don't know if the roses in particular, but Mace does have a lot of pictures of flowers in his garden on Instagram.
So
I know
Keaton
Slovis is real because he sent the screenshot.
I sent the text, yeah.
I think Gene Smart asking for your phone
number. Lindsay, I now think Lindsay got it. Mason, did Lindsay get it?
Lindsay, you nailed it. Now, I slightly twisted the facts on that. It was Fran Drescher at the 2000
Olympics. That's even better.
Yeah, very good.
Who asked for my number from Dave Singer and actually did call me.
What?
And in a very friendly way, I declined. But Fran Drescher did call me. I did meet her at the Olympics, and she was into me. And who can blame her?
Well, you are quite something.
Yes, I'm quite
something. I can't believe you said no. I figured that you would go out with her, just like John said, for the stories.
No, to be honest, I thought she was kind of annoying in person.
Must be the voice, right?
Anyway, good for Fran. I hope it all works out for her. And Gene Smart, by the way, married for 40 years. Congratulations, Hacks. A great show. All right, that wraps it up for us. We are back tomorrow at 12:55 sharp. SLK is next, 710 ESPN.